views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Welcome to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Unfortunately, Sue has had an emergency today, so I will be filling in. I'm Laura Longley from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, and I'm happy to be filling in today and using the word happy intentionally because our guest today is going to be talking with us about happiness and his new book, Deep Happy. So I'm just going to jump right into it today since I'm filling in for Sue and introduce our guest. His name is Peter Fairfield, and Peter is an acupuncturist, healer, and medical intuitive with more than 40 years of clinical experience using many forms of healing and as a national lecturer. His unique skill set came about as a result of long retreats in China and the Himalayas, studying under the tutelage of Tibetan lamas, yogis, and other spiritually advanced teachers. Blending his knowledge of Eastern philosophy with his training in natural forms of healing, he has formulated a highly effective East-West model of psychophysiology that combines the energetic basis of Asian medical and spiritual traditions with modern neurobio and quantum science. That's a mouthful, and that's a nice combination, a big combination. Peter calls upon his guidance system in private practice, in his speaking engagements, and in his new book, Deep Happy, How to Get There and Always Find Your Way Back. So let's welcome to the show Peter Fairchild. Hi, Peter.
Actually, it's Fairfield, but that's okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Fairchild's a laundry never fit. He was always short and wide. Anyway, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, I don't know the details, but I know that there was some family problem with the lady whose show this is.
Yeah, I don't know the details either. I just understand that she had a family emergency that she needed to deal with.
Well, let's just have everybody send them just a quick moment of goodwill and love out to her and her family so that whatever's happening can have all the help possible, because this is a great show that she does, and it's so good for you to step in on the last minute here, just literally the last minute. And so thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for being flexible. I appreciate it. Yes. So I guess that we're here to talk about your new book, among other things, but maybe we can dive into starting with the book and then move on to other things as they come up. And the name of the book is Deep Happy, How to Get There and Always Find Your Way Back. And my first question for you, Peter, is, what's the always find your way back about?
Well, did you ever have a really good day and then scratch your car? Did you ever have a wonder moment in your relationship and then all of a sudden, a moment later, it changed?
Mm-hmm.
We're human.
Right.
We're crazy and we're passionate and we're suppressed and we're, you know, I know everybody's trying to be spiritual and calm, and that's a good thing, but, you know, we're all a little Italian or whatever, you know, your idea of hot-blooded is. And it should be, you know, because it's a crazy world. And you know, the whole idea of deep happy is that it's not so you have to walk around with a smile plastered on your face. Good God, that would be boring. Plus, we'd all look like politicians if we did that. And we don't want that.
Right. We want to be honest.
Yeah, we want to be honest. So the way I look at it, and I'll talk about how I came to this in a moment, but Well, let me give you an example. The day I finished the manuscript for Deep Happy, and I sent it off to Wiser Press, who kindly or maybe stupidly gave me money to write the book. And sorry, I went to grab a cup of coffee and the earphone pulled out of my ear.
Oh, no!
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. So anyway, I sent it off, and I came home only to find a letter from the IRS in my mailbox saying I owed $78,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Taxes, which I didn't know. For 2 years, I didn't even think I made very much money.
Right.
And so I had this moment of fear and anger. And there was a few words I probably uttered aloud that I probably couldn't say on the radio.
Right.
But then I noticed. Hold on a minute. Get my earphone plugged in. Then I noticed that there was a part of me that was okay. There was an outer part of me that was frustrated and kind of angry and couldn't believe it, but there was another part of me that was fine. And that other part of me was fine. That's the deep, happy part. We all have it. Even people from certain political groups have it.
Right.
Because it's the essence of who we are, and it's not only who we are, but it's where we connect to the universe. Now, I'm sure you and most of our listeners have had experience. Yeah, I'm 63. I don't feel 63, but when I look in the mirror, and I should put my glasses on, which I try not to do when I look in the mirror. I look but I don't. I'm glad my eyesight deteriorates at the same rate as my outer appearance. But there's a part of me that feels the same. There's a part of me that's the same Peter Fairfield that I was when I was 5 and 10 and 12 and 20 and so forth. And that part of us that doesn't change is also the part of us that doesn't die. And it's the part of us that we all know and recognize. It's the part of us that's not the body. So when we look in the mirror and we see that part of us that feels the same as we always have, no matter how our body feels or how the day is going, that's the timeless part, and that's really the deep, happy part. We all have that. We've all experienced it. And so my book, Deep Happy, is about getting to that place, reminding us where that place is, living from that place, and being able to go to that place and always find our way back there. Now, I bet your next question is, how did I get there? I mean, how did I get to this place? You want me to tell you a little bit about my background?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know that many of us believe that there is such a place, but we don't know how to do it.
Well, you know, before I get into my biography a little bit, haven't we all had that experience of just being so mad or frustrated or crazy, and all of a sudden we just saw ourselves and just laughed? All of a sudden there was that moment when it all just fell away for a moment, and we said, okay, all right, what's going on? And we caught ourselves in the midst of that. We've all had that moment. We may not do it enough. But that's the moment of dropping back in, when we begin to see the truth of the goop that we call our reactive self.
Right.
Now this started for me early. When I was about 8 or 9, somebody told me about infinity. And I just couldn't imagine, you know, it was described to me as something that never ended. And I thought if it never ended, then it never began. And I just couldn't imagine anything that never began or end. How could that be? It really perplexed me. So I decided that I would try to feel it. So for a few months, every once in a while, I close my eyes and try to feel that place. And one day, I got there. And I went, oh, yeah, this place.
Ah.
And so it kind of internalized. But that was really a changing point in my life, I was to reveal later. Because many years later, when I was doing a retreat in Himalayas, I was doing a practice, and all of a sudden I realized it was almost like experiencing infinity. And I realized at that moment as a child had brought across some bridge from some place I had been before. And so when I was about 15, I started to, you know, I felt an ache, something was missing. I wanted to find, there was something in my heart that was missing. And so I started to look for what it was. I began to realize that our job is to, when we feel an ache for something, we find it. So I looked in philosophy and didn't find it there for me. And I looked in psychology and didn't find it there. During the 60s, I did a lot of extra investigation into drugs, sex, and rock and roll, hoping it'd be there. I put extra time just to make sure it wasn't, but it wasn't quite. But during that same time, I began to learn to meditate. And really, for the next 45 years, I pursued many kinds of meditation, energetic, qigong forms, within a number of spiritual communities and ashrams. And in the early days, alternating between living for a year or so in a fairly intense monastic or spiritual environment, and then coming back out into the world and kind of integrating it and seeing how that would be. Shortly after that, I began to study healing, in particular acupuncture. In the early 70s, I did that, and have been going strong ever since, and also began to learn Western physiology along with the Eastern physiology. Physiology is basically how the body works. And I realized that although the West had a lot of details in science and so forth, they didn't have a clue about what a personality was. And they didn't have a clue really what emotions were, because it was clear to me by then, after studying Chinese medicine, that emotions were not in the head, they're in the body.
And even
some modern researchers, Daniel Siegel and so forth, have come to that same conclusion, Roger Penfield and so forth. But, that's new. And even though the Vedas 4,000 years ago said the mind is the body, that's still a new concept. And one of my specialties is treating psychiatric disorders with Chinese medicine, anxiety and depression particularly, but also, lack of creativity with high-end professionals and so forth, or occasionally bipolar, which is a little more difficult, but possible. And so, again, it's really based on the system of physiology that I was looking for.
Well, I'm really interested in that, and I'll say a little bit more about why when we come back. We need to take a break right now, but I'm very interested in the body part. That's a kind of new exploration piece for me, and so I'm really interested in hearing more about that, but we're going to need to take a break right now. And you're listening to Laura Longley from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, filling in for Sue London. And here with me is my guest, Peter Fairfield. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about body and emotions and mind-body and Peter's book, Deep Happy. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick 4 kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive 1 kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I'm Laura Longley, filling in for Sue today. Sue's gone with a family emergency, so I'm filling in with her and talking today with Peter Fairfield, who, among other things, has written a book called Deep Happy, How to Get There and Always Find Your Way Back. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about how emotions are not about psychology, that they're more in the body. And I want to explore that a little bit more. But before we do that, Peter, could you give your contact information for our listeners? So if they want to explore your website or get in touch with you, they know how to do that?
Sure. My website is deephappylife.com, deephappylife.com. There's also peterfairfield.com. That's more for professional stuff, but you can find out more about my work. And my phone number is 415-377-0862, 415-377-0862. And if you don't have a pencil now, you can just Google Peter Fairfield or Deep Happy. You'll probably find it. I am going to be giving a workshop in the Seattle area on the 21st and 22nd, and a Deep Happy Healing from the Inside Out. And we're going to be in Gettysburg, PA, I think the second week of November. And then the weekend after Thanksgiving, we're going to be in Tallahassee, Florida. And so we have a number of seminars that are being set up around the country. If you're interested in one, you can put your name in on the website, Deep Happy Life. And if you're interested in helping set up one in your area, have a few friends you'd like to get together, we can help you, and we'd love to work with you on that.
Okay, and those are two-day workshops?
Yes, it's a Saturday and Sunday, and they're fun. It's usually 9:30 to 5:30, and we just clear out a whole lot of gunk, and we have a good time, and we feel good at the end, and we laugh, and we cry, and it's just a really great weekend. And if you're feeling a little depressed or anxious in the world, or you're a successful person and your career is just not going through you want, and you just can't find your direction, or you just can't get a sense of who you are, or you just want to be doing a little better at things, or if you're a health professional and want some very interesting tools for taking yourself deeper and your clients deeper, all those things are part of healing from the inside out, Deep Happy.
Well, you and I talked on the break about the one in Seattle because that's where I am. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be in Seattle that weekend. And I'm really disappointed to miss it. But I'll have to look and see when you're going to be some of those other places you mentioned and see how that would fit with my schedule.
Yeah,
so thank
we'll
you for
back.
Sharing
we'll
that.
I'll probably do one in Portland at some point. And So let me go back just a little bit more to review who I am so people can get a sense of that. Not that I'm so great, but that's what's built on. I had learning difficulties as a kid, and I had a lot of my own trauma, my own difficulty, and so basically part of my path has been to learn to get my own sanity going. And so I wasn't really very good at studying. I could listen in class, but I had a hard time reading technical things because I just had so much tension and anxiety. So I ended up learning to meditate and do Qigong and then learn Chinese medicine, and in that process, after I got healed, I began to go back and put a lot of Western science in there and a lot of research into Western physiology and neurophysiology and so forth. So when I came back to look at the Western sciences, I had a more circular view, and I looked at it from my own point of view rather than sort of the in-the-box point of view. So I was able to make some other assumptions. And then I worked as a biofeedback therapist at UCLA and also a Mass Rehab Hospital in Boston, and I learned to apply what I knew about meditation to helping people change the function of their own bodies. And so from that, I ended up spending thousands of hours in meditation, going into all the little nerves. You can go into your brain, your retina, and all kinds of things. And so I learned what it took for people to heal themselves. And I've been an acupuncturist for 40 years, and specializing in mostly emotional, behavior things, creative things, transformational things. And so I really looked and integrated the physiology of all this. So I have a whole professional series of seminars that I give, but Deep Happy is designed for everybody. And so the book has a lot of stories in it, it has a lot of information, and it has a lot of practices, how people can actually take themselves in, and without much time at all, and kind of integrating just certain awareness things into your life, you can begin to reconnect to the part of you that's always okay. And by the way, I should put a little advertisement in here. About half my practice is working with people on the phone all over the country.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you'd like to talk to me about that, I spend a few hours every day working one-to-one with people on the phone. I'm a medical intuitive, and I can guide people into awakening the parts of their body that have patterns from their parents or their life or from trauma that doesn't seem like they can change it, but even in the first hour, they find out they can.
Wow. Well, you know, I would like you to say a little bit more about, before you were talking, before the break, about emotions and not being, you know, psychological or not being in our brain, or those aren't the words you used, but it was being in our body.
Yeah. You know, we think feelings are in the brain. As a matter of fact, a very big myth is that, you know, we have bad brain chemistry when we have depression, anxiety,
right,
and so forth. Well, right, that can't be true because there's no lab diagnosis for depression or anxiety and so forth. So if our brain chemistry was off, they'd have a lab diagnosis for it.
Right.
So what happens is the brain follows along. There are states of awareness and hypersympathetic or parasympathetic function or focus or disfocusing parts of brain function, but the real feelings are in the body. Now, it's very common people's heads go round and round. I can't stop my thoughts. I kept thinking. My thoughts,
yes,
get in the way. Whenever that happens, it's because our body is using our head as a smokescreen to keep from feeling. And as
right,
soon as you start going into the body, breathing and feeling it very, very simply, you will find a place in the body where your anxiety is, your anger is, your fear is, your depression is. And you know how you know it's true is because the second you begin to feel that in your body, your head stops. It's amazing because we have been taught since day one not to feel. We've been taught to think. We've been taught to act this way, not deliberately, but by people who also learn to do this.
Right.
You know, so many of our families, either they're hypersensitive and they feel everything, but they don't express their will very well, or they're very emotionally dense and they don't feel soft and tender feelings. They feel angry ones and gruff ones and that sort of thing. And so a lot of times, when we're angry, we feel sad or hurt, and when we're hurt instead, we feel angry. We switch things. A lot of times we will close off our tummy or our heart or our chest or something to keep from feeling. And all the patterns of this emotional shift or holding or trauma create holding patterns in very specific places in the body, in the organs. In Chinese medicine and other Asian medical systems, the organs hold different emotions, like love and awareness and radiance have to do with the heart, and anger and frustration, the liver, and kind of a slippery feeling in the liver, in the spleen, and so forth. Fear in the kidneys, and it's not exactly that close, but it's something like that.
Right.
And how do we know it's true? Because if you treat those things with acupuncture, in minutes they start to feel different. And
well, I found a wonderful acupuncturist about a year ago who the only thing I go to her for is emotional stuff. So I totally get it, and I totally have experienced how true that is.
What's her name?
Her name is Alicia Weinberg. She actually was on my show a few weeks ago because I think she's just amazing. And part of what she works on also is the acupuncture points that can affect the aura. And and so I've had some really amazing experiences working with her. And it's helped me progress in certain ways that other things have not.
When you get off the air, text me her number. I'd like to say hi to her. I like to keep track.
Oh, sure, you bet. Yeah, I'm sure she would love to hear from you.
Yeah. So I also want to talk about the difference between feelings and emotions.
Okay.
Now, these are words that are used simultaneously and interchangeably a lot of times in our culture.
Right.
But you know, emotions are very specific. We feel angry or sad or hopeful or something like that. They're kind of specific things that we can put a very specific word to. And they have very specific physiologies in the body. and they are in the body. And once you start to feel any emotion and you find where it is in your body, you realize how true it is, because as soon as you feel it, it actually can change. That's why people get so stuck, because they're thinking it's in their head. They're looking
right.
for their keys in the living room, but they're really in the bedroom. You know, it's kind of like that. But then we have a felt sense that's very primitive and very primal, but very, very real. You know, I think we've all had the experience of walking into a party somewhere and just feeling a joy or a happiness, or maybe feeling the gloom. But say we walk into a party and it's happy and light, and somebody walks in a really bad mood, and they don't even have to say anything, but all of a sudden the energy changes. Or when somebody says something in a group, and it just irks people, like maybe they say something that's not politically correct, and people have a lot of judgment for them, which is too bad, but that happens. We
right.
feel the tone in the room change immediately. Or when somebody inspiring is speaking, somebody really connected to source is speaking, you feel that, you feel good. It changes. So that kind of, I'll call it electromagnetic frequency, although it's that and a lot more. We have that felt sense in our body, you know, and we all kind of have done it in restaurants. You know, in restaurants, we have this sense of, you know, we can do it with our head, but also, you know, there's this sense of, well, how would that food feel? Do I want a BLT? Do I want a salad? Do I want pea soup? And our body will go, and you'll actually get a tone change as you think about each food. All you have to do is feel your solar plexus in your tummy, it'll change. If you go to the health food or a store or Whole Foods or whatever it is, and say you want vitamin C and there's 10 vitamin C's there, all you got to do is touch each one with your hand and you will find there's a little place in your tummy that changes. It goes, or maybe it goes nothing or yes and somewhere in between.
Right,
you get certain
right.
nonverbal cues. Well, one of the things which we do in the workshop, which I've just added recently.
So, Peter, I'm going to interrupt you here because we need to take another break, but I want to hear about what you do in the workshop with that sensed feeling, because I find this really fascinating. So we're going to take, I'm sorry?
See how smart you are.
That's right. So we're going to take a little break. I'm Laura Longley. I'm filling in for Sue London today on Get Inspired Radio. And when we come back, Peter is going to share more with us about these sensed feelings that we have. And what I'm sensing in that is that it's also tied to our intuition. So I'm really interested in learning more about that.
We'll
so stay
about
tuned
that.
And we'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio. is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I'm Laura Longley from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, filling in for Sue today. And we're talking today with Peter Fairfield, who has done a variety of things in his life that are all very interesting, but he's talking a lot today about his new book, Deep Happy. And before we talk some more about this sensed feeling that we were talking about before the break, Peter is going to give away a discount on a session with him. And it's normally, a session with Peter is $150. He's willing to give that away for $50 to the first caller. So if you're interested in winning that discounted session with Peter, you can call at 1-800-930-2819 and give your name, email address, and phone number, and Peter will get in touch with you for that session. So, Peter, coming back to what we were talking about before the break and the difference between emotions and feelings and this sensed feeling that you were talking about, and I kind of made the comment right as we went to break about it sounds to me like it's also connected to intuition. So I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, yeah. So anyway, it's the sense of how we feel things. You know, when somebody tells a falsehood, we know it. We may not want to admit it. You know, when our boyfriend or girlfriend lie to us, or our boss tells us something, or one of our employees, part of us knows. I don't believe it's impossible, except something that's very, very sociopathic to lie to anybody. You know, we sort of hold a lie as a group thing. And so when we start blaming somebody for lying to us, we also have to wonder why we didn't allow ourselves to feel that.
Right.
You know, and hunters, and you know, people, you know, out in the sea, they have this. I met a guy once many, many years ago before I was in all this, who was a sailor, and he had sailed for 6 years. Four of those years, he'd been working out in the Pacific, and he told a story. It's in the book, actually. You know, one day he woke up and he was having engine trouble, and somehow he knew that at a certain heading, north by northwest or whatever it was, that there was a boat heading in a certain direction, and knew how fast it was going. He knew in the second drawer of their toolbox that they had a wrench that he needed.
Oh, my
gosh.
You
know, this is way beyond the horizon. You know, you're in the middle of nowhere. So he just headed out for where he knew they would be, and there they were, you know, 80 miles later, however long it took him, and he said, "Hi, you know, I need the wrench in the second drawer of your tool thing." And they said, "Oh, yeah, sure." They weren't surprised at that either, because there's nothing out there except energy and form. And
So
you can sense things when you're out. You know, we have radios and television and telephones and iPad and advertisements and magazines and radio shows. I hate to say it, some of them are really good. and all kinds of things that outwardly can, you know, give us stimulation. And then inwardly, there's all those electronic beams and stuff. Out in the ocean or in the woods or in the desert, there's a lot less of that. So we sense that. And so it's a natural part of us to sense it. And not only do we sense earth things, but I tell a lot of stories about this, because from the place inside us that I call deep happy, that we all have, every single person has this, we begin to feel and hear the messages from the universe, and we can communicate from the universe from there, and the universe can guide us and give us very clear information. We do come with an operating manual, and it's called our inner being. And there, I have lots of stories in the book, The Ukapi, and we talk about this in the workshop coming up in Seattle and all over the country in the next couple of weeks, about how to connect to the universe, how to channel, how to test the universe, as a matter of fact. Because it's not just blind faith. I don't believe in blind faith. Blind faith is something that Republicans and bankers want us to have. I'm sorry. Politicians. I didn't mean to be so... Everybody's doing it. It's not just Republicans. It's everybody these days. And, you know, so we want to know the truth about things. We want to feel it. You know, we want to be tuned in, and we are if we just experience that in the simplicity of our being. And so in the book Deep Happy, I give a lot of very simple practices. I mean, in the workshops, we do simple practices about how to get there. Anybody can do it. You don't have to have any experience.
Well, you know, I know for myself that, you know, what you were talking about you know, being out in the middle of the ocean or being in the desert or someplace away from all this other external stuff. I know for me that is so true that I'm so much more in touch with myself and that higher self or spirit or whatever name we want to give to it. And I noticed just the other day, I go for walks as part of my spiritual practice. And there is a park not far from my home that is in the forest. And even though it's still in the city, it makes so much difference to me in terms of being able to, you know, shut out that all that static around the outside and be able to really hear what my higher self is saying to me.
Well, that's it. And it happens all the time. Every second there's messages. You know, I have one story. How much time do we have in this segment?
We still have about 4 minutes.
Okay. Years ago, I went to the San Francisco Jazz Festival. Here, two African bands. The first band was great. Second band was boring. Went out to the lobby, walk around, started talking to a woman who turned out to be the manager of the first band. We got into a conversation in which you heard I was an acupuncturist. She said, "Hey, the band members are having bouts of malaria. Would you mind coming to the hotel tomorrow and treating them?" So that sounded like fun. I toured with Pink Floyd and worked with a lot of high-end creative people out here in Marin County. There's a lot of band members from a lot of famous bands I work with. And so anyway, I went to the hotel and we had a great time. We just laughed and I got a feeling better. And so they were going to be playing at a festival in the middle of the Sahara Desert called the Festival du Désert, which is about 60 miles north of Timbuktu. Anyway, I had a good friend at the time. She was a musician. And anyway, January 3rd, in the middle of storm, we flew to Mali in Africa. And so we went on this adventure, and it was exciting. But on the way back, we decided that we would stop in Morocco. The plane landed there, and we thought we'd spend a few days. We couldn't make up our mind where to go. And 8 years before, I had met a Sufi teacher from Morocco named Sidi Amin Kastas. And I said, "I don't know where he is, but let's find him. Let's see where he is. I have no idea. Let's let the universe guide us." So I said, "Okay, we're gonna get off the airport, go to the train station, which is next door. We're going to walk around, and we're going to wait for somebody to say, 'Have you ever been to?' And then when they say that, we're going to buy a ticket to that place, wherever it is, and we're going to let the universe guide us." So I walked around. 15 minutes later, this young man comes up and says, "Oh, have you ever been to Fez? It's so beautiful this time of year." I apologize for my terrible Moroccan accent. So I said, "No, but we're about to go there." So we went, and we bought a ticket. We got on the train. 45 minutes later, we sat down in our car. You know, there's like 10 cars, and every car has maybe 8 or 10 compartments. You know, so being on the right train, being on the right car, being in the right apartment, you know, it's a small chance. Anyway, so I right across from us, so there's a distinguished Moroccan gentleman wearing a three-piece suit, and he's reading a book, Buddha in the Suburbs. So I thought, I have to talk to him. So a few minutes later, we started talking. Fortunately, he spoke English. And after a few minutes, I said, "You know, have you ever heard of anybody named Sidi Amin Kastas?" He goes, "Sidi, yes, of course. He's a friend of mine. He lives in Fez. I haven't seen him in a few years, but I know he lives in Fez."
Oh, my gosh.
So I looked at my friend. I said, "Wow, okay, well, we're doing pretty good. At least we got the right city." But it got better. The very next stop, and again, this is a train with different cars, and every car has different compartments and so forth. a woman got in our car, sat down next to me, and after a few minutes she started talking to the gentleman across the way in French. I don't know what they were saying exactly. But after a few minutes he looked up and said, she knows Costas. He was her advisor at the university. So that night, when we got to Fez, we had his phone number, his email, and he came to dinner the next night. And he wasn't at all surprised at how we found him, because that's how he lived too, because he's a mystic. So, you know, it didn't matter. It wasn't the end of the world if we didn't find him. We'd never been to Morocco. We could go anywhere. But it was just a test. Okay, universe, show us. And I have so many stories in the book, and we talk about this a lot in the workshops, about how to test the universe, how to get the universe to actually to give us messages. And, you know, when you have power animals or you have symbols like clouds or colors or whatever, the universe lets us notice things when we think about certain things or when something comes up to sort of reconnect us or show us that that's an important idea. And so once you begin to see the universe and the world and understand your place in it that way, you can't feel alone anymore. How can you feel stuck when you have the immensity of infinity of this great universe giving you specific messages?
Yes.
Now people can say, well, you know, how could that be true? I'm just a little nothing in a big planet. I mean, I'm not even anything in my town, let alone in my state or the world, let alone the universe. But, you know, you can take, I think in medicine, so I always use body analogies, but there's somewhere between 50 and 100 trillion cells in the body. Every one of those cells has 100,000 bonding sites on the outside and a whole physiology inside, and every part of every part is connected to our whole. I mean, it could be a little
right.
cell on the edge of some unpleasant place in our body, but it's still connected to the whole. It's connected because of electromagnetic vibration and resonance. So as we choose to resonate, we choose to be in touch with the great infinite intelligence that's our universe. And that's part of where Deep Happy takes us.
Yeah, and it's the same for us. Just like the cells in our body, we're part of a bigger organism in a different way, but a similar way. So, yeah, very, very, very fascinating to me. So it is time for another break, and the time just flies by. It never ceases to amaze me. But before we take a break, can you give your contact info one more time, Peter?
Oh, I would hate that, but I'll do it anyway. Of course I will. My name is Peter Fairfield, and I'm a doctor of oriental medicine and acupuncture. And the one site we're talking about today is called deephappylife.com, deephappylife.com, which is the name of my book, Deep Happy. My phone number is 415-377-0862. That's on the website. You can also just Google Peter Fairfield. I'm on Conscious Media Network and also in YouTube and a lot of places. And you can also Google Deep Happy. And Deep Happy is available in your local bookstore. Support them if you can. It's also available from Amazon, and it's available on Barnes & Nobles, and it's also available on Kindle and ebooks and all kinds of places.
So anywhere you might look, you probably will find it, and that sounds great. So when, we come back, what I'd love to do would be to talk a little bit about some practical ways that people can start getting to Deep Happy. But in the meantime, this is Laura Longley filling in for Sue London on Get Inspired Radio, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup, visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I'm Laura Longley from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, filling in for Sue today. And today we're talking with Peter Fairfield, who has written a book called Deep Happy. We've been having lots of great conversation with Peter today. And we were just talking on the break that we haven't really used the word happy very much. But Peter, you said that there were some things you wanted to say about happiness.
Yeah, you know, the happiness we're talking, I mean, obviously any kind of happiness is good. We don't want to say, oh, I don't want to be that kind of happy. I'm only going to be this kind of happy. Probably not going to be any kind of happy if that's your attitude. But, you know, obviously, you know, things that make us feel good, like food and relationships and puppies and skies and, you know, whatever it is, a new job or just a peaceful moment, you know, those are all really good things. But those are all transient things. You know, the Buddha said life is suffering. Now, that doesn't mean that you're never going to have a good day. You will, and you do. But it means that we shouldn't necessarily tie our camel or our horse or our hopes on things that are temporary. It can come and go. We want to enjoy them. We want to make room for them. We want to allow them in. But we really want to connect our source of who we are to a bigger source. And like I talked about a few moments ago, when we look in the mirror, there's a part of us that just doesn't seem different than we've ever been. That's the part that doesn't change. And that's the part of us that is happy no matter what's going on. I work with a lot of young teenage kids, and I was working with a young girl the other day. She's about 12 or 14, I guess. And I said, you know, just because it's crappy on the outside doesn't mean you have to feel crappy on the inside. And she looked at me like she never thought of that. She thought you were supposed to feel crappy on the outside. On the inside, you felt crappy on the outside.
Right.
It was like a whole awakening for her. I said, no, the trick is to feel okay on the inside and then just to do your best on the outside. And it clicked. So I probably put a lot of psychotherapists out of work when she's 20 and 30 because of that, if she takes it to heart. But that's the idea. So, yeah, there are a lot of outer things that make us happy. But deep happy is not about that. It's about connecting to the place that's already true and just and calm and peaceful and good. And it's where we connect to the whole of ourselves and the whole of the internet.
Yeah, and I would add that it is about that recognition that whatever happens externally doesn't have to affect that internal happiness, that
right.
Where we are right now, we can always be in that place.
Exactly, that's the point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so maybe you can give us, how about one practice or one tool or one exercise that someone can do that helps them get to that deep, happy place?
Well, I'm going to suggest the most simple thing, and it's something probably everybody's heard about, but it's so easy, and it just involves focusing the breath. And it just has to do with breathing into your tummy. Now, a lot of people breathe backwards. When they inhale, the tummy comes in, and they exhale, the tummy comes out, even though if you were filling up a balloon, when the air went in, it would go out.
Right.
So just noticing that as you inhale, the tummy should go out, and as you exhale, the tummy comes in. Just noticing that, and if you're breathing backwards, you're stressed, you're disconnected, and your digestive system won't be working, and you'll have a lot of things that aren't working. So the first thing is to regulate your breathing. As you inhale, let your tummy come out, and as you exhale, it comes back in without any effort, just easily. The second thing is to gradually let yourself breathe all the way down to the bottom of your abdomen, down to the pubic bone down there. You want to breathe deeply. And just in breathing deeply, we're not trying hard, we're not getting stressed because we're not breathing right. Just let yourself breathe. And in the process of breathing, begin to feel it. Feel what it feels like. Even if it feels tense or tight or you can't breathe that far, just make that okay. And just feel how it is. And with the breath, just gradually inhaling and exhaling, you will find that your whole body will begin to relax. You know, people take Prozac and other SSRIs to keep serotonin in the system. But 85% of the serotonin is made in the gut. So just by breathing into our lower abdomen, it switches us from a stressed mode to a relaxed mode. And it allows wonderful chemicals to flow through the body that make us feel better. Just doing that before you eat or before you do anything begins to regulate the whole system. And so it's cheap. You can do it when you drive. Just don't have your eyes closed. You can do it if you're in an argument. You can do it at Whole Foods. You can do it on the way to work. You can do it at work. You can do it when you're talking on the radio. You can do it anytime, and it will help center yourself, ground yourself, relax you, and it gets all the systems in the body working really well. And I use that as sort of a foundation practice that all the other practices are based on. And, of course, it's not hard. Nothing that we do is hard.
Well, I want to tell you that, you know, your example of when you're on the radio, I was noticing that as you were describing what people could do, I was doing it. And how much, not that I was feeling all that tense, but I definitely felt myself kind of, you know, that feeling that you get when it just, you let it go. So even just listening to it, I automatically kind of started doing it. It was kind of fun. To see that happen almost automatically.
Our body wants to do these things desperately. These things regulate the body in ways that it's been waiting for a long time. That's why this stuff is easy for everybody.
Right. You know, and one thing that I would like to add too is that a lot of the practices that I'm aware of and that I also teach to people around increasing happiness, they are very simple. And lots of times actually very easy to do. And it's really about making it a practice of being focused on and committed to doing it that really makes the difference.
Absolutely. You got it right there.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap things up for the day. I want to thank you, Peter, so much for being here and for being flexible with the shift in hosts at the last minute and for doing your part to help me be a lot more comfortable coming in on the spur of the moment to do the show. Thank you so much.
Well, if I didn't know differently, I just would assume that you've been doing this your whole life and this is what you were born to do.
Well, thank you. And so you can get Peter's book, Deep Happy, and learn lots of other tools and techniques to help you get to that deep, happy place. As Peter mentioned, you can get it at your local bookstore. You can get it at any of the online booksellers. It's available in Kindle format. Did you say Barnes & Noble Nook also?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble, all your local bookstores, it's in all the major distributors. Try to support your local bookstore if you can. They're working hard these days. But if you can't do it, and you can also order it right from our website. You can go to Deep Happy Life and you can order it. You can even get an autographed copy. And I'll make this guarantee. If you buy the dumb book and know you don't like it, I'll give you your money back.
Great. What more could we ask for? So
I'm
next
for
week...
a free beginning, but I'm not doing that.
So next week, Sue will be back. She was gone today for a family emergency, and I appreciate the opportunity to step in her place and talk with Peter today. I've really enjoyed it a lot. I'm Laura Longley from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. If you want to learn more about me, my website is www.blueheronwisdom.com. And as I said, next week, Sue will be back, and we'll see you then.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.